3:30. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Our scene has dramatically shifted. We see beyond our visible circumstances and grasp the reality of God's victory and our crucial calling to join in the war against the devil's schemes, a war that is already won. John sees a magnificent woman radiant with divine glory. She represents Mary, the mother of Jesus, Israel, the church, and God's faithful people throughout history all at once. Through these, his divine plan for salvation is brought forth. She is pregnant and in the pains of childbirth, signaling the nearing arrival of something incredibly significant. But immediately, a terrifying fiery red dragon appears, huge and powerful, symbolizing Satan himself, the ultimate enemy of God and humanity. He's depicted with great authority. This great dragon positions himself directly in front of the pregnant woman, ready to destroy her child the moment it's born. This imagery powerfully depicts Satan's relentless hatred for God's plan. But the passage declares the divine triumph. The woman gives birth to a male child who is destined to rule all nations, and crucially, immediately after his birth, this child is swiftly taken up to God's throne. This represents Christ's ascension, his triumphant return to the Father after his earthly ministry, crucifixion, and resurrection. Satan's attempt to destroy him utterly fails. Jesus, the ultimate ruler, is now safely seated in heavenly authority, beyond the devil's reach. And what happens to the woman, God's people on earth? She flees into the wilderness, to a place specially prepared and sustained by God for a specific period of time. This shows that while Christ himself is beyond Satan's direct assault, God's followers on earth will face a period of persecution and trial, but they are supernaturally protected and provided for by God, even in harsh circumstances. This vision isn't just an ancient story. It's a profound revelation of the unseen war still raging. It highlights that our everyday struggles, temptations, and even the opposition we face are part of a much larger spiritual conflict initiated by Satan against God's grand plan and his beloved people. But here's the profound truth for us. God's victory is absolute. The dragon failed to destroy the Messiah, who is now enthroned. The ultimate battle for authority has already been decisively won by Jesus Christ. Our calling, then, is to recognize this unseen reality. We are not fighting a losing battle. We are joining in a conflict that has already been triumphed over by Christ. This understanding completely changes how we view suffering and opposition. We are called to stand with God's people, sustained by him, actively participating in the ongoing resistance against the devil's schemes, knowing that his final defeat is certain. We engage in this spiritual warfare, not with human strength or earthly tactics, but with faith, God's truth. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for pulling back the curtain on the spiritual war. Help me to truly see that the ultimate battle for victory has already been won by Jesus. Amen.